You know what that sound means. Halloween 2018 soundtrack arriving in October. Friday, August 17th, 2018. This is P.F. Rebels on News. Haddonfield, Illinois. John Carpenter, via his record label, Sacred Bones Records, has officially announced his score soundtrack to the upcoming sequel to his 40-year-old slasher classic, Halloween. The album will drop October 19th, 2018, the same day as David Gordon Green's film. Michael Myers' Spotify playlist will stock the quiet streets of Haddonfield in several varieties. CD. But here's where it gets really interesting. Standard black vinyl. Getting there. Limited edition orange vinyl, which will be sold in U.S. indie shops. An art edition blood splatter vinyl with a Michael Myers target practice poster. Let's see. A red and black splatter art edition, which will be sold at during John Carpenter's tour. Don't know if that's the same thing. Clear vinyl with orange pumpkin inset art edition, which is available through Sacred Bones mail order. Some of these will be sold out by the time you hear this. Okay. Bloody Knife vinyl sold at UK indie shops. Which bloody are we talking about? Are we talking bloody? Or are we talking bloody? British humor. Orange and white starburst vinyl sold at Newberry Comics. Dirty Bloody Mask vinyl sold at FYE. By the way, is FYE even still around? Orange and black starburst vinyl sold at Rough Trade. Michael Myers vinyl, which is the White Mask, Jumpsuit Blue, and Blood Red Swirl, sold at Waxwork. A half black, half orange vinyl, which is a Rocket exclusive in Australia. And a Bloody Pumpkin vinyl sold at Books A Million. Halloween is the first film in the canon to have Carpenter involved since 1982's Halloween 3. He serves as an executive producer, creative consultant, and thrillingly as a soundtrack composer. Alongside his collaborators from his three recent solo albums, Cody Carpenter and Daniel Davies, who is the son of the Kinks' Dave Davies and nephew of Ray Davies. The new soundtrack pays homage to the classic Halloween score that Carpenter composed and recorded in 1978, when he forever changed the course of horror cinema and synthesizer music with his low-budget masterpiece. Several new versions of the iconic main theme serve as the pulse of David Gordon Green's film. Its familiar 5/4 time signature refrain stabbing through the soundtrack like the shape's knife. The rest of the soundtrack is equally enthralling, incorporating everything from atmospheric synth whooshes to eerie piano-driven pieces, naturally, to skittering electronic percussion. While the new score was made with a few more resources than Carpenter's famously shoestring original, its musical spirit was preserved. We wanted to honor the original Halloween soundtrack in terms of the sounds we used, Davies explained. We used a lot of the Dave Smith OB6, bowed guitar, Roland Juno, Korg, Roly, Moog, Roland System 1, Roland System 8, different guitar pedals, Mellotron, and piano. All this from the official press release. Sacred Bones uploaded a 30-second preview of the score on its official YouTube channel. It features a dark, foreboding synth with heavy bass in the key of D minor. Toward the end, as the British documentary filmmaker taunts Michael with, "I have something you might like to see," we hear what happens to be a slowed-down version of the Halloween theme. The Master of Horror will also be touring in October with a special Halloween, the October 31st holiday, not the Michael Myers film franchise, gig in L.A. at the Palladium. And did anyone mention that Halloween, the 2018 film, will premiere at the Toronto International Film Festival in September as part of Midnight Madness? Again, the film and soundtrack arrive October 19th, 2018. This is PF Forever with the news.